before on the podcast. The name's going to be familiar. Part of it. When I say Starbucks, and you think back to the days of Ascot, probably the two, Earl can probably correct me on that. From all the days, back in the 60s, 70s, I think right up into the 80s, Earl Kaiser, we're talking about Earl Kaiser, the way to the Paragon Speedway. Earl, it's great to talk to you. You've been kind of busy right now, huh?
Yeah, we got quite a few cars. We got 4 hours working on getting ready for next weekend. Destruction.
Four cars. Obviously, one is for you.
Yeah, the first one is the 25 that we ran last year. The second one is for the motor in that car. And the third one is
to you to be on a bigger track, or is it going to be a
on the gas or hit the brakes, so you're not using your car very much. You're basically trying to avoid the car. And with the other track, you have more momentum, and you better have more highway speed. If you know what you're trying to do, it takes the whole track up. You go from the track up, and you just go right around. There are many things that start. You know the guys are running through sections. You've got a lot of other guys, and you've just got to, keep an eye on the whole pack to see what's going on. That's how you run the intersection. You know who does what.
Phil, tell me a little bit about your race car. Where did it start? What was it? Was it a race car? Was it a street car? And all that stuff. And a lot of people think that's nice. how you get in the car. We'll go back to your brother for a second. You're working out of the car. How do you think he's going to be coming out of the box right now? You're working out of the car. You know how to put the car in. You probably should have been right there. I think he'll probably... Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you in the next couple seconds.